Who's on the hotline?
That's the woman that wrote the article. Myra? Myra Goldfarb.
Is that you? Myra?
Yes?
Yinny Goldfarb. I forget. What's your name again?
Yellen.
Myra Yellen Goldfarb. This is Howard Stern. How are you?
Fine.
Interesting middle name, Yellen.
That's her maiden name. All the Jewish ladies are doing that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
On Long Island, they all do that.
Uh-huh.
You're not from Long Island,
No,
right?
I'm not from Long Island.
Did you change your name for show business?
Yeah, I thought Yellen sounded... Yeah, I thought Goldfarb sounded
They all do
better.
That because it's like, you know, it's like... That's very... That's just the thing to do now, so you don't lose your identity from your maiden name.
Oh, wait, hold on just a minute.
But what about your kids? Do you call
them? Wait, hold on just a minute.
Yeah.
They're Yellen Goldfarbs, too.
Yellen Goldfarb. I mean, the name is so long.
Hello?
So do your kids go by Yellen Goldfarb or just
No, they go by Goldfarb.
Yeah, but it's always the mom who's like...
Yellen Goldfarb.
Yellen Goldfarb. But they all do that on Long Island. I know every woman now
What's
has...
What's your middle name?
Allen.
Allen?
Yeah, but I mean, my parents gave me that.
Yeah, so my parents gave me Yellen.
See, that's the whole rap. My parents gave me Yellen. I have to maintain that.
Yeah.
But you still take all your husband's money.
No, I don't. I'm not married.
What's that? Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
So what's the story? What kind of newspaper is that anyway?
Well, it's the third largest newspaper in Pennsylvania.
So it's a community paper.
Are we on the radio now?
Yes, of course. Why would I talk to you off the radio?
Oh, my gosh.
Why would the two of us be on the phone if we were off the radio?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, anyway, the reason it's the third largest newspaper in Pennsylvania, and I've been writing since 1976.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how much does it cost?
What?
The paper.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you think it costs 35 cents of the paper?
I think so.
Oh, it actually costs money to buy the paper?
Are you kidding? We're a big deal. We're Times Mirror.
Oh,
because I thought that, like, you know, judging from the print and everything, it looked like it was one of those community papers.
Oh,
or...
are you kidding? They must have sent you some. How'd you get it?
Somebody mailed it to me. They said, I thought you might be interested in this because it was a... I mean, I've never seen a positive review of Regis Philbin live.
You said that was positive? Did you read? I guess you read it.
Wait a second. You thought that review was negative?
Well, what did I say at the end?
Wait a second. Where is the review? I don't even have it anymore, do I?
Yeah, you had it yesterday.
No, that doesn't mean I have it today.
That doesn't mean today.
I threw it out. What did you say at the end of the review? I mean, that was the
I said it was a great night for Regis fans.
We're supposed to
read between the lines there.
Oh, come on.
Slam. Oh, yeah. Listen, well, we're really, you know, we're sort of educated in this area. They appreciate stuff.
Oh, if you think that was a negative, are you serious? I mean, it was a glowing review.
It was a glowing review of Adeline Hassel.
What? What is she talking
Adeline
about?
Adeline Hassel is the woman who won the talent contest. I remember that much.
I mean, the guy got up on stage. I mean, how does Regis sing?
If you read the review, I said he sang like Rex Harrison.
Well, I would take that as a compliment. Rex Harrison was an accomplished stage actor. I don't think people would take that as a negative.
He wasn't a singer.
He wasn't a singer, but people enjoyed Rex Harrison. He was in My Fair Lady.
Yeah, but he couldn't sing.
But why didn't you say he can't sing in the review?
Well, because the whole audience really liked him.
But, ma'am, if you're a reviewer...
Yeah?
No offense, this is why you're working for the third largest newspaper, not the largest. if you had a negative opinion of Regis...
Well, what do you do when you don't really, you know, care for the show and the audience really likes it? You call them a ham.
You're writing not for the audience who was there.
I am writing a review of what I saw. I'm reporting what I saw, and that audience loved him. Gave him a standing ovation.
So why wouldn't you say, hey, the audience loved him, but boy, I sure don't get it.
I said he was a ham.
But so what? What's that? You
everybody on stage
said
is a ham.
All he did is he made the audience participate.
You never said all he did. You said, oh, the best part was when he had the talent up there.
That's right. But when you've got a named entertainer and the best part comes from the audience.
But why do you got to say
you
that?
You didn't make that clear.
Holy mackerel, I don't believe what I'm hearing.
Well, I'll believe that you didn't read it.
Fax me a copy of that article. I want to read that word for word, and you tell me if this is a negative review of Regis Philbin.
I don't know how to fax.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I can fax you. What's your fax number?
What is the fax number, Gary?
Well, I don't want to give it out over the air.
All right, hold. You know, let me take a commercial break, and you can fax during the commercials.
I can't fax it here.
Oh.
I'm home.
Read me your review.
You want me to read it?
Yeah. Read it out loud to me. And
hold on just a minute.
All right, let me take a commercial break. Is she for real? I don't even believe what I'm hearing.
And does she ever keep yelling? Well, hold on.
Can you believe her? I mean,
oh, she thinks that she was very tongue-in-cheek. And that everybody got that this was a negative review.
Okay.
All right. Can you do me a favor? Can you hold on during the commercial?
Okay.
It'll give you a chance to compose yourself.
Actually, all my friends said, are you going to be kind to me? Well, all my friends said that you're really going to mash me to pieces.
Well, I am mashing you to pieces.
You're mashing yourself.
How can you say you wrote a negative review of Regis Philbin?
I think a positive review is saying Regis has talent. He sang wonderfully.
I tell you what. Let me put you on hold.
Okay.
And there isn't a person here who read the article, didn't think it was a positive review. And we're all college educated.
But there could be something wrong with our reading comprehension.
Yeah. But so hold on, and I'll let you read it during the commercials.
Well, if you think schmaltzy, folksy.
Yeah.
That could be nice.
Should I send you one of my good reviews?
No, hold on a second. Do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And then I'll listen to you read. You're going to read me every word of your review.
On my money?
I'll call you right back.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, boy. You are a yelling Goldfarb, aren't you? All right, hold on.
You ripped me yesterday, didn't you?
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. All right, Gary, go line her up so she's not paying for it. We'll be back right after these words. Robin, let's get back to this very important phone call. We're talking with Myra Yelling Goldfarb.
The great reviewer.
For the Easton, what newspaper is that?
Oh, please, the Morning Call.
The Morning Call?
Yes.
Oh, please. Oh, please don't mention it, or
definitely mention it.
Oh, okay.
Don't get us confused with Easton.
Anyway,
first, before I begin, I want to really thank you for my 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry
about it. It was really exciting. I got phone calls all yesterday morning.
Well, I just couldn't believe I had received in the mail a positive review of Regis Philbin's show. And
well, my friends couldn't believe that I was on your program.
Yeah, and it was kind of weird, too, Robin, because when I'm reading this thing, I said...
Just what she's describing, she couldn't have liked.
Yeah, I mean, you mean to tell me...
But wait a minute, just a minute.
I've seen Regis sing.
I'm just reporting the truth.
And now you got us so curious that Robin and I are... This is really funny.
Because you've got a bias.
After we read your article,
yeah.
Robin and I agreed that we had to go see Regis Philbin in concert because we had to just go see how bad it was for ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, all right, let me read it to you.
And then Gary called up the Regis Philbin show
and
said, can you tell me where Regis will be playing because, we want to get tickets. You know, he just called up as like a person from the street.
Yeah?
They would not tell him where Regis was playing.
Why?
It sounds to me like ABC or something has a contractual problem where they're trying to... You know how people get, like, companies get jealous when a guy does something on the outside?
Right, they get competitive.
They get real competitive, so it sounds like he's not allowed, because they were like, you'll have to call Regis's agent and find out.
Oh,
and
we don't give that information out here.
Yeah, it was, like, really weird.
Well,
you could tell
if you had been in Easton, you would understand why.
Nah, I don't think it's that, but anyway, so... Read the article, and Robin, you tell me if this sounds negative.
All right.
Okay, first of all, you have to understand I've been writing since 1976, and everybody knows my style.
No one knows your style.
Everybody.
And
darling, if you're going to be a journalist,
I am.
Instead of a housewife journalist.
I'm not a housewife journalist.
Instead of someone...
How can you call me a housewife journalist? You don't even know me.
I can tell from your voice what you are.
What am I?
You're a housewife journalist.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Do you work in the house?
No.
You don't have kids?
Office.
Do you have children?
Yeah. Good morning, Lawrence. Good morning, Andrew.
That means you're a housewife journalist.
But they're not here.
Where are they?
They're gone.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. You're still a housewife.
They've been gone for years.
Telling you, if you say to me you wrote a negative review and none of us could tell.
It wasn't a negative review. I said it was a subtle review.
And just because your three children ran away doesn't mean that you're not a housewife.
I know, wasn't it? Come back, children. I miss you.
All right. Go ahead now. Let me hear this review.
Okay. I've said, Thursday night, there was no mistaking why the house was packed.
That's subtle.
Go ahead.
Well,
don't analyze every sentence. Just read this. And I want to know if anyone in the audience thinks this is a negative review.
Let's have a vote.
So what's a night with Regis minus Kathy Lee like schmaltz? Well, I mean, I wouldn't like to have my act called schmaltz.
Well, excuse me. Don't interject little things here.
Just read what you have there.
What's a night with Regis without Kathy Lee like? Schmaltz. Go ahead.
Okay. After a crowd-teasing opening interlude, etc. Okay, and after a dynamic solo by Philbin's pianist, Elliot Finkel, a blonde giant of man, Regis came on stage.
All right, so far you heard a cocktail pianist and a Regis's pianist.
Right.
You heard two pianists.
Right.
Which doesn't sound like that bothers you, but go ahead.
Why would it bother me?
Who wants to sit and listen to... I mean, I can
That's
hear a...
That's the point. That's the point. These poor people pay $25...
But why don't you say it in your review?
Because
you're telling... I mean, how could you not mention that? I mean...
Because I said it was a great night for Regis fans. They loved it.
But you don't even say that. Go ahead. Continue. I'm going to point. Listen, I'm giving you a journalism lesson
for
free.
I'll tell you, you make it sound like if you're not a Regis fan, you should go.
Yeah. I mean, we heard this. I said, this woman actually liked it. Go ahead.
It was no surprise that he was charming, affable, fast in his feet, and quite a talker.
Oh, that's real negative.
What?
Regis was charming, affable, fast on his feet, and quite a talker.
After a spate of jokes about his own experiences with misrecognition.
Yeah. After a spate of jokes. I mean, you're calling them jokes. You're saying Regis was able to make you laugh, make jokes.
No, I mean, that's pretty bad if you have to make jokes about misrecognition.
But what? But you don't say that in your review.
Well, I think it's understood.
By whom?
Anyway, he said he pulled the evening off by getting the audience to fill in for Kathy Lee.
He pulled the evening off.
Well, they stayed. But, I'm only reporting what I saw.
Ma'am, you are on the phone telling me you hated the Regis Philbin show and your review.
Let me ask her something.
I didn't hate it. I was amused.
Were you reviewing the audience or
no,
Regis?
No, I was reviewing what I saw on the stage, and it was actually
all right, keep going. Just keep reading.
Evening.
Keep reading. I want people to understand that people who write for the papers are being exposed to high electrical power, and I think it's getting to them. Go ahead.
I can see that this is going to be regretful.
Of course.
Anyway, on television, Regis is urbane.
Right.
In Easton, he was hammy.
Right. Go ahead.
You want to take some pictures, he asked the group, and obligingly mugged for the crowd. I mean, if you want to go see this sort of thing and just see him mugging for the crowd...
But, darling, this isn't you. No, you didn't write
you
that.
You didn't put that in the
just
article.
Just read your article. This is what you should have put. All the comments that you're making to me is what you should have put in the article.
Regis discussed local landmarks like Jimmy's Hot Dog Stand in Easton, the merits of Schnecksville, and sang in his Rex Harrison-like voice.
Hmm.
Then came the real highlight of the evening, the talent show starring four area performers. And I go into Adeline Hassel, thrill the crowd
right.
by singing a haunting rendition of Embrace.
So it sounds to me like you really enjoyed the talent show and Regis being there.
Was it Regis clever to do that?
Yeah, but do you enjoy Regis? Did you think that was worth $20 to watch some other people perform?
No, but if you look at the type, I spent half the article on the talent show.
Yeah, but so what? You're making it sound like it was a fabulous show.
I didn't. I said it was a fabulous show.
Keep reading
show.
The article.
Look at this. One singer was really great. There's this awkward tap dancing high school senior.
Right.
The singer attempted to sing Barbra Streisand's Memories while the band mistakenly played Memories from Cats. Now, when was the last time you heard a singer?
Ma'am, you're not reading the article.
I am.
And what happened to Gelman and all that?
I ignored it.
You did.
Because he was so, warmed up the crowd.
Now you're changing the article
But go ahead.
Darlene McCoskey of Allentown, who attempted Barbra Streisand's Memories.
Now go back to your review.
And mistakenly played Memory from Cats.
All right, now give the rest of the review about Regis.
There isn't any more about Regis.
No, give me the last two paragraphs of the article.
There was more banter from Regis about Easton and Allentown, and then when someone asked, what about Nazareth?
Go ahead.
And he said, who's she? Called out the ever-quick-witted host.
The ever-quick-witted host. Go ahead.
For Regis fans, it was a great night.
For Regis fans, it was a great night.
That's true. They loved it.
So how are we supposed to know that for non-Regis fans, it was not a great night? You're writing it was
be
a,
that, man, was it a great show? They were so lucky, the
yeah,
fans
it was
were
a
lucky
great
they
night.
Got there.
I mean,
they loved
supposed,
it. They packed the lobby.
So then how can you say that this is a negative? This is one of the most positive reviews I've ever heard for Regis Philbin. It is a glowing, you call him affable, witty. You call him, it was a great
he's
night.
He's telling jokes.
He's telling jokes.
I
you don't say he's not
witty.
Funny.
I said he was charming.
Yeah, I mean, so is that true? Is he?
Well, you know the line in Into the Woods when Prince Charming runs off and Cinderella says, oh, I thought you were in love with me. What's happened? And he says to her, I was brought up to be charming, but not sincere.
All I know is if someone mailed that review to Regis, he would write you a note thanking you for it.
He hasn't.
Well, he doesn't know about it until now.
I don't think he knows about it now either.
Yeah, but do you understand that that is a positive review? You don't even see that. I mean, not a positive review,
a
glowing.
I think it's a very fair, accurate review of what happened that evening. When you have over the State Theater, it's a wonderful.
You mean
theater.
You paid 20? I mean, people paid
over 1,000 people standing there giving this person.
But was it a good show? Just because 1,000 people showed up because they see him on TV and they were curious to see what he'd do live.
They weren't curious. You got to be more than curious to pay that kind of money to see him.
Well.
All I know, like I said, I get a review of the audience. She's sitting there. The audience loved it, so she gave it a positive review.
But what did you think of the show?
What?
What did you think of the show? Would you pay $20 for that?
No.
Did you think it was a good show?
I thought the talent was sort of
all right. What did you think of Regis as a performer?
I gave him, like, 2 paragraphs.
Do you think he can sing?
I said he couldn't sing.
You didn't say that.
I
you said he sung like Rex Harrison.
Rex Harrison is known for walking through his song.
You didn't say that.
I said he had a Rex Harrison-like voice.
Yeah, but you didn't say
Rex Harrison can't sing.
But, sweetheart, how do we know you think that?
Well, anybody who knows the theater knows Rex Harrison can't
sing.
Oh, man. Oh, she's over there, and where are you talking about the theater?
Yeah.
What? Oh, come on, Myra, you can't possibly be serious.
I am. I've been doing, I have a
are you putting me on?
What? No. Yeah, you're putting me on the radio.
Regis Philbin got up
and
sang badly.
Yeah.
Had no real jokes.
No.
And got up and then shook hands with the audience for the remainder of the evening.
That's right.
And you and you call him charming and affable.
Well, quick-witted.
Quick-witted.
Well, he had his arms around all these women and they were just eating
But
it
you
up.
Call that but as a reviewer you think that's a good show.
For the audience liked it.
But
I didn't say it was
it's
a good
one
show.
Thing to say this is a show only for Regis fans. Another thing to say his fans had a great night.
Are you the reviewer?
Yeah.
For the paper?
Yeah, one of them.
All right. Listen, I just couldn't. I just thought it was a positive review.
Well, next time we read one of your reviews, we'll call you for an interpreter.
Yeah, right. I guess that's what all the people in Easton do.
It's Allentown.
Whatever.
Should I send you a positive review?
No, it's fine. I my head
we
will
just
explode.
Heard one.
Yeah, we heard a positive review.
That's sort of a, well, I mean, what would you do if you were going to review something and the audience absolutely adored it and it was sort of an amusing
and interview? I didn't like it? If I didn't like it, I'd say I didn't like it, but the audience did.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I was surprised. The audience,
wait a second. I'm going to ask you again. I'm going to do this one more time just because I'm going to do you a favor.
What?
A guy for $20 got up. Sang when he couldn't sing, which you don't say. You say he sang like Rex Harrison. We're supposed to assume that you don't think Rex Harrison was a good singer.
Well, the audience covered him. I mean, the orchestra covered him.
So why don't you write that? Why don't you write that in your review, that the orchestra had to cover up his bad voice?
Well, because...
You just gave me an opinion for the first time, and then you don't write it in your article?
These are the facts. You know, she keeps saying she wrote an accurate...
Well, because actually he walked through the songs like Rex Harrison did.
Yeah, and then the orchestra covered him up. So
well,
why don't you say... But why don't you say, as a reporter, why don't you say...
I said...
That he walked through
Rex
the songs
Harrison.
Like Rex Harrison, and I thought Rex Harrison was a horrible singer.
Because I'm not reviewing Rex Harrison. Everybody knows that Rex Harrison couldn't sing.
But Rex Harrison was very charming walking through those songs.
And very talented.
A lot of money to see
when you compare someone to Rex Harrison was a tremendously talented man.
Actually, in the first part that got cut out for space, Regis went through the audience thing and getting to know you.
Where did you go to journalism school? What?
What?
Where did you go to journalism school?
I'm not going to tell you anything personal about me.
Why? That's not personal.
I've been writing since 1976.
She well, didn't go to school.
Did you go to school for journalism?
What?
Did you take any courses in journalism?
Yes, I have.
At McDonald's?
No, at Burger King. I had it my own way. Wait, is that the one that has it? No, Wendy's.
Oh, boy.
No. No, actually, I've been doing backstage columns since 77.
All right. Well, listen, I cannot believe what you're telling me. You have a directly different opinion of the show than what you wrote.
No, it's just right there. You just have to understand it and read it.
You have to read between the lines.
You know, I mean, I didn't see. When you say it's a great night for Regis fans, that's what it was.
Why don't you write, it's a great night for Regis fans, but I thought the night sucked?
Well, I wouldn't use that language.
Well, whatever. But that's what you're telling me. You're telling me the guy couldn't sing. You're telling me the orchestra had to cover him up, and you write none of that in your review because the audience liked it.
I said the highlight of the evening was the local entertainers.
But that sounds like – but that Regis brought you that highlight.
How would you like it?
To me, that meant that Regis brought you a fun amateur night.
Howard, why don't you come to Allentown and do a show, and I'll review you?
No, I'm not interested in that.
All right, how would you like it? Let's put it this way. If you came and did an hour-and-a-half show, and the reviewer said the highlight of the evening.
Yeah. And I presented the evening?
Yeah.
And you wrote the highlight of, you wrote that I'm a great guy, I'm charming and witty, and I presented an amateur hour that was thoroughly entertaining?
Wait, let me finish.
I would say, wow, I was successful. She enjoyed herself.
That is more positive than any review of our live shows we've ever done.
Yeah, you should see our live show.
Can you give me a chance?
But wait a second, ma'am.
Let me finish.
It's not clear to the audience what you're saying.
How would you like it if you came in and gave a show, and I said the highlight of the evening was the questions asked by the audience?
I would say that's great because that means I handle it in an entertaining – anyone can have a show where people ask questions. It's the ability of the entertainer to make it work.
Okay, so that's why he got a fairly good review.
So Regis – so if you enjoyed the amateur hour that he presented –
Regis gave him a decent show.
But you're telling me he couldn't sing, the orchestra had to cover him up, and everything that he did was bad, but yet you don't write that in your review.
But somehow or other he pulled it off and people were amused and entertained.
Then it is a positive review.
Right. It's a positive review.
It's a positive review of the evening.
Fine. That's what we said.
That's what we said. And you said, no,
but
it was not.
It's not a positive review of
All right, look. Listen, like your children, I have to leave the house now.
We understand why they're gone and they've been gone
a lovely woman, Myra, and God bless you. I don't know. I don't know that I agree with you, but you're a very nice woman.
Well,
okay?
You were certainly pleasanter. I want to thank you.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, because my ears are ringing from your voice. It's buzzing right through my head. The bones of my head are clanging. I am absolutely confused. What's your other career? You must have another career.
Now, full-time writer.
Full-time writer, and you make your whole living writing.
Right.
And reviewing?
Reviewing, and I support myself that way.
Your husband doesn't send you alimony?
Uh-uh.
What?
I know.
You don't get any alimony? You've got to be supported by a man.
A man has
got to be supported you. A man has to be supporting you.
He's not.
At all? He never did?
Yeah, of course. I was married.
Mom and dad never kick in.
No.
So your husband did send money?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I thought.
But now I'm supporting myself writing.
Mm-hmm. And you got a nice little nest egg, though.
Fund.
You got a little fun. You got a little trust fund, didn't you? You got some inheritance, didn't you?
No.
Your husband gave you a nice little bundle when you got divorced.
You got the house and everything.
I didn't get the house.
What'd you get? How much did you get when you got divorced?
What?
How much money did he give you?
Oh,
how
much did only he have the to, shadow knows.
How much did he have to pay you off?
Only the shadow knows.
Couldn't a judge see that maybe a guy doesn't have to always pay?
What?
How much did he give you?
You're not going to get me into any
How much time. Money did he give you? Did he give you a lot of money?
How much money do you get for being on the radio?
$17 billion.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
You ought to try it.
Yeah, it's easy.
Well, let me give it. I don't know. You mean get up every morning. What time do you have to be at the studio?
Oh, please. I got to go. I got to go, Myra. I can't take it.
I have to tell you that one of my friends, Pat, said she saw pictures of you when you were younger and thought you looked wonderful.
So what? You mean I'm a mess now?
No, I don't know. I guess she hasn't seen any recent pictures.
I see. Well, I don't look so wonderful.
Now, what about Robin? How does she look?
She's very beautiful.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
She, you are Robin. Cute little, you know who likes Robin?
What, who?
I better not say.
No.
Okay.
Another
Robin's
writer.
Got a new boyfriend. Hey, how do you look nude, Myra?
What?
How do you look nude?
I'm not fat.
Are you nice?
Well, I'm very nice.
I bet you got to be good looking. You got some guy to pay you off. Right?
No one paid me off.
Really? Because your husband didn't have to pay you off?
Well, this is the 90s.
How old are you, honey?
What?
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
You're about 47.
No.
What are you, 50?
No.
What are you?
I'm not going to tell you.
You got the voice of a 50-year-old.
I did not.
How old are you?
I'm not telling you.
Tell me how old you are.
I'm precocious.
All right. Look, listen, Myra. We got to end this, okay? I got to go.
Okay.
I got too much to do.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you, honey.
Got to write more articles.
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep writing.
It must take you all day.
Yeah.
What?
How long did it take you to write that Regis article?
35 minutes.
35 minutes?
I was on deadline.
All right. Very good. You did a great job. You made all your points.
No wonder there were so many omissions.
Yeah.
There was only one omission, the typo. Listen, you try and write in 35 minutes.
Try to be a little more honest in your reviews.
That is honest.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I mean, right.
Goodbye.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. The very nice Myra Yellen Goldfarb.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, you want to know why I use the word Yellen?
Why?
Because I did it after my father died.
All right.
They're only girls, and I thought it would be nice to keep my father's name alive.
All right. We're learning too much about you. All right. Bye-bye.
More than you wanted to know.
Yes. Bye, Myra.
Come to Allentown.
Yeah. Not in this lifetime.
It's on the our stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, actually, you know what I wanted to ask? You know who comes from Allentown?
Billy Joel.
No. Lee Iacocca.
Wonderful.
Do you know Willie?
The Iacocca?
No. Yeah. Lee Iacocca.
Oh, Lee Iacocca. I thought you said the Iacocca.
No.
Oh, Lee Iacocca?
Born in Allentown.
Yeah. Ask him why he wouldn't put seatbelts in the back seats of cars. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Give her a little investigative. He was the last one to want to put seatbelts in the cars.
Yeah, now. Now he does the ads for the airbags. Look at how wonderful we are.
But
we did it first.
I dig Lee Iacocca.
You do?
Sure, why not?
Ugh.
He's
did
a great
you see
guy.
That 60 Minutes piece?
Yeah, yeah, I saw everything. I view everything, Robin. I'm like God. I see it all. I know it all. Do you believe
all
her?
All these American cars. What?
Is she something else, Myra?
She's incredible. We got to make her a regular reviewer. Get her up here.
My head was spinning.
And let's send her to everything. She'll like it all.